Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me, Jehovah Rapha.
Jesus Christ, I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight. I'm very happy myself to be back here. It's very good to be in the house of the Lord. We also want to greet Sister Lily. It's very good to be with her. Let's straight away to open our Bible to the book of John chapter 13. John chapter 13, despite that we are few in number, but the Lord is with us. That is the most important, is that God to be with us. And he promised that where two or three are gathered in his name, he shall be in their midst. And we believe that tonight we gather in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Let's open our Bible to the book of John chapter 13. John chapter 13, we start from verse 34 to 35. John 13, 34 to 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. But this shall all men know, that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. Let us all enter to a time of prayer. Seigneur, notre Dieu, encore une fois de plus, nous venons humblement devant ta sainte présence pour te dire merci de ton amour, ta grâce, ta miséricorde.
Tu puisses nous donner la vie de ta sainte parole, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, et toi, tu es le même, hier, aujourd'hui et pour toujours. Nous remettons toutes choses à la traitement.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, Once again, we come humbly before thy throne to thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to be present in thy house tonight. Father, we didn't come here to meet with one another. Surely we come to meet with thee. And your word says, where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst. Father, we come with our burden. We come with our request at thy hand and believing according to thy word that says everything that you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee. Father, many are sick among us, Father, and we want to commit everything at thy hand. And we believe by your stripe we are healed, Father, and your words never lose its power, Father. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we trust that the healing virtue will go out from this place, Father, and touch all of your children where they are finding themselves, Father. We want to commit Brother Mike at thy hand, that you shall touch him, Father, that you shall grant him the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we want to commit Chisholm at thy hand, Father, that you should take control of her life, Father, that you should heal her, that you should give her strength once again, Father. Anybody else sick among us, we want to commit them all at thy hand. Those who are away, Father, those who traveled, Father, we want to commit Brother George, Sister Lillian at thy hand, Father, that you shall bless them, Brother Vegas and his family, Father, that you shall be with them as they are returning, Father, that you shall be with them and return the same way you went with them. Father, also bless our pastor, Father, be with him as a returning today from a short holiday, Father, that you shall be his portion, that you shall be with his family, Father, that on Sunday, when he's coming down to minister thy word, let the angel of the Lord shall go before us. Father, we want also to commit this moment at thy hand, because your word says, wherever this message will be preached, the angel of the Lord will be with us, Father, despite that we are few in number, but we know that your presence is with us, Father. Wherever we find ourselves and call upon thy name, you always been present. You, the unseen guest, we ask you to be among us tonight, that you should take control of this service from the beginning until the end of it, Father. You know what is in the heart of thy people, Father. We ask you, Father, if some are not here because of some weakness of the body, Father, can't you reach out at them, Father? Can't you touch them and renew their strength and give them strength that on Sunday we shall be together to sing the song of Zion, to praise thee, because you are worthy of praise and you are worthy of glory, Father. We ask you once again, Father, that you shall bless me, Father, and bless thy children that are present here to hear thy word, that something shall be done inside of our heart, Father, because we didn't come here to hear a man speaking, but we come here to hear a God speaking through man, Father, and we believe that you will speak to us tonight. Bless the praises of each of you children tonight, Father, and we commit everything at thy hand. If there's an unspoken request, that you, the one who search the hearts of the people, that you may search the hearts of thy people, Father, that you shall minister deeper inside of the life of thy people. Father, we know many saints are sick, Father. We may forget their name, but you can't forget them, Father. That's why we ask you that you shall touch them, Father, that you shall heal them all, Father, that the church shall be back to normal, Father. Amen. If somehow, Father, where we have felt thee, Father, we ask that you shall look at to us open with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ we are pure, Father. That why we ask you that you do not look to us, to ourselves, because we have no merit, we have nothing that can please you. It's only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that can make you happy, Father. That why we ask that that blood should be upon us tonight, that you should take control of everything in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We just want to look at this scripture we read from John. I think it's a very good scripture. It was the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to his disciple. And we know that in John 13, we use it often when we do the foot washing. But it was the Lord speaking the last word to his disciple, showing them what is important. Actually, here in verse 34, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. Now that's a token that all men shall know that you are the disciple and I am the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ when we love one another. That what the Lord says, this will be the token that the people who are not believers, the people who are not Christian, will know that you are my disciple when you have love to one another. Now, when we speak about love, people sometimes they get confused of what love the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking here. To lay a background, let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12, and to show a very good scripture there. And you will understand which kind of the love the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking here. Because he is recommending his disciple, is telling them that the sign that the world shall know that you are my disciple when you have love to one another. That the sure sign, he didn't say that when you speak in tongues. He didn't say that when you prophesy. And then he says when you have love, because it has something to do with it. Because if you let's read first, First Corinthians chapter 13. And for you to understand why the Lord Jesus Christ tell them this, and he asked them this commandment. It's something that is very important, that this will be the sign that the people, the world will know that you are my disciple when you love one another. And that's a token for the people to testify. Not when you are healing the sick, not when you are prophesying, not when you are speaking in tongues, but when you have love to one another, the people will know that you are my disciple. Now, in First Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 8, charity never fell, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongue, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish. Now we see why the Lord Jesus Christ recommended his disciple to have charity. Now the love we were speaking here, the love the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to his disciple, he was speaking about charity. That the love he recommend, that the love is requesting his disciple to have. That this will be the token. Nothing else will be the token for the people to know that you are my disciple. He said when you have love to one another. Now if this the Lord Jesus Christ give them as a sign, as an identification, that when the people will see the love among you one another, then the people will know that you are my disciple. It means that it is something that is very important. And the scripture tells us now in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 8, from what we read, it says that everything else will fail. Everything else will finish, but the charity will never fail. Now that's why the Lord recommended them. But in this world that we are living, everybody, you go outside, they are speaking about love. Everybody, the pagan, if you go, that the pagan will be speaking about love. The Christian outside the denomination church, they'll be speaking about love. But really, it has more than what we think. Because this love, listen, the scripture say in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12, the scripture says, hatred stir up strife, but love covers all sins. Now we see the love that the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking here is the love that covers all sins. That the love that can't see a mistake in someone's life. That the love that can only see the good things inside of his brother and inside of his sister. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ is telling his disciples that now, for the people of this world to know that ye are my disciple, you must have love one another. That's the sign that people will know. And we know from the teaching of the message, the prophet tells us that there are two kinds of love. There's a filial love and there's a agapao love. But he, the Lord Jesus Christ, wasn't speaking about the filial love. Because we know that the filial love is the love from the earth. It's not the love from above. The love from above is the agapao love. It's the love that when you and I were sinners, Someone love us. You and I were seen, and the love of God projected toward you and I, and covered the multitude of your sin and my sin. And in this kind of love, there's no fee involved on it. In this kind of love, there's more than what you and I think what the love is. And he, the Lord Jesus Christ, wasn't speaking about the filial love. The prophet said the filial love has its place, but it can't stand the test. It's a love that it has a limit. When the things go a certain direction, the filial love will not go. But the agape love, no matter how wrong the things are, it can still cover the multitude of sin. Because that's what the scripture says here. It covers the multitude of sins. It can't see the wrong in the life of someone. It can't see the back side of the life of someone. It can always see the good things. That's why the scripture says everything else will fail. The cheating will fail. The prophecy will fail. The knowledge will fail. But the love, it can't fail. And we know the only thing that can't fail is God. It means that this love here, it's God himself. That once you have it, it will never fail. Even someone lets you down, it will never fail. Because we see that the same love now that the Lord Jesus Christ has. And that love sometimes it can be misunderstood. It can be misunderstood. Because if you bring the picture of John the Baptist, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came on earth, is to die for John the Baptist and to die for me and you too. But when John the Baptist went to the prison, the Lord Jesus Christ never went to visit him. It could be a stumbling stone to the life of John. Because John will see this man. I preached about him. I tell the people that is greater than an eye. I pointed the people to him. But look now, I'm in the prison. But the man doesn't come to visit me. Now you see that it misunderstand now. Because some love, some filial love, someone can go quick to visit him. It doesn't mean that if the Lord Jesus Christ didn't want to visit John, he didn't love John. That will be a wrong part of it. Because he died for John the Baptist. He died for his sin. And he wanted to save him. And he wanted to save me too. It doesn't mean that he wasn't present in time of need. It means that he doesn't love you. No. The prophet said that is not the truth. It doesn't mean that if the Lord didn't provide to you need, he doesn't love you. No. These things happen sometimes like that. Now, and the prophet tell us that this is phileo, a Greek word, which it means a human love. It's a human love that we can find it everywhere in non-profit organization. You find the charity organization. They'll be sending money to Africa, to the poor places. But that one has nothing to do with the love of God. Because you can easily have confusion between the agape love and the filial love. Because you do it in the human love here on earth. That the prophet said that the love, you will take someone in account because of your wife. Because someone wants to take your wife, you will take a gun and shoot the person. And that is the filial love. And if it was the agape love, you will pray for that lost soul. You will not shoot the man. You will pray that God save this soul that is dying. Now you see the difference between the agape love and the filial love. And he said the filial love is the love that a mother will give his life for his daughter, for her daughter or her son. The mother will do it because of the love that he has. That is the filial love. And that love, many people think that is the love of God. No, that is not the love from above. It's the love here on earth. But when the Lord Jesus Christ tells his disciples that a new commandment I give at you, that ye love one another, he was speaking about the love from above. He wasn't speaking about the earthly love. When he was telling them now that the people shall see that you are my disciple, when you have love one another, that the people will see. And that kind of the love is the love that covers the multitude of sin. It's the love that the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking. That when you brother, you sister will wrong you, because of the love of Christ inside of you, you will not see that wrong. You will not see that fault. You will see the sister. You will see your brother as perfect as the Lord Jesus Christ made him through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that the Lord, that the love the Lord is recommending here. Now if you open your Bible to the book of, to 1 John chapter 4, just for you to understand why the Lord Jesus Christ requested that to his disciples. And what kind of love is that one? Because the prophet showed us that that is different from the filial love. That the filial love is the love that you love someone sometime because of her beauty, because of his beauty. You love someone because of the appearance, the physical appearance that the person has, and you love the person. But once that thing that you love in the person is gone, now it can't stand the test. The love also is gone. That love, sometimes it's love for emotion. When we see the person for the first time, you love the person and say, ah, this must be a such a good man, a such a good sister or a brother. But wait a minute now. When the things will take another corner, if it's not the love of God, it will not stand the test. But now the prophet is saying, even in a marriage life, we have to go beyond the filial life. Because the filial love will not stay the test. And the agape love will stand the test. Because sometimes when the first time when you marry to someone and the person is very beautiful, and what happened when the sickness come now and she's not the same the way you used to see her, and your eyes will be departed from the one and put to someone else because that love would address. But if it was the love from above, no matter how the person will become, he or she, you will still love the person. No matter when you take her, she was a slim and a small girl. But when she become big, you will not change your mind. Because that the agape love. It's beyond the filial love. Because the filial love, it will act to a certain level. But when the things change it, it can't follow along. It can't run the full course. Because it's human love. It stops because everything that is human, it has an end. But everything that is of God, everything that comes from above, like the agape love, it has no end. Now in 1 John chapter 4, now from verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Now, in this agape love, there's no fear on it. Because the perfect love casts out all fear. Now, we see it. It was manifest inside of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he have that perfect love, that agape love, and he has no fear of death to take your sin and my sin. Someone that has to die because of someone else's sin. He has no fear of death because of the love that he has towards you and towards me. That perfect love pushes him beyond the human understanding. How can you give your own life, a sinless life, a man that's born in a virginal bed, a man that didn't know no sin, and he's dying. He has no fear of death because of someone else in his life. That he becomes sin, that you and I become holy. Now that the love, that is the agape love. That the love you do without any interest. That let the love you do without any payback. You do it because it comes from God. That is the kind of love that can stand the test. That the kind of love that covers the multitude of your sin and my sin. Because if that love wasn't there, you and I up today, we could be separated from God. It has to take that the love of God, the agape love, that when God look at you, when God look at me, he can't see your mistake anymore. And he transfer your mistake to someone else. Then we will see at my failure, he will not see it. But this love here, God is requesting you and I to have it. That what the Lord Jesus Christ says, that it shall be the token that we are his disciple. When we have the agape love, it will surely show the people
that we are his disciple. Not the amount of the knowledge of the message that you have. No. Not how you know, how many quotes you know. That this should be this. This man, if he's a preacher, he should be this way. This man, if he's a deacon, he shall be this way. No, that is not the love that saves. That is not love that is the Bible is speaking here. It's speaking about the love that covers all sin. No matter what kind of sin it is, the love of God covers it. Imagine the love of God covers even the sin of the gay. It covers all. Jesus died for all kinds of the people. All of them. Jesus died for them. And the love of God, it covers those kind of sin. If someone was deep in that kind of sin, if he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, or she believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and turn away from her or his sin, then he will be saved the same way as you and I are saved. Now that is the love that the Lord Jesus Christ is requesting his disciple. Why did he request that love? It's something that you can question yourself. Why before he could depart from them, he tell them that if you have a love one another, then the people shall know that you are my disciple. Because he know that the only thing that can stand the test is the love. If there's no love, there's no way where you can claim to be the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. When there's no love, it is easy to see my fault. It is easy for me to see your fault because the love is not there. But when the love is there, you can't see all these things. When the love is there, if there's no beauty, you say that is beautiful. Imagine if you have no love toward the message of the hour. It will be a stumbling stone to our life. Because the word of God has no beauty to attract us. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the word revealed in our time. Isaiah 53 says, there's no beauty that our eyes could be attracted to him. But there is something inside of us that the Lord has put it inside there. That no matter how it look like, no matter how hard it can be to other people, but you and I, we love him. We love the message of the Hawaii because of the agape love. Without agape love, you can't love him. Because there's a time that he will say no to your prayer. Well, because of the genuine reason. Because he knows everything. And he will say it. Now, it tells us now that the perfect love casts all fear. If you have love to me and I have love to you, no matter how big the problem is, I will still approach you. The perfect love casts all fears. If it can't be approachable, it means somehow there's no perfect love there. Because it casts out all fear. But the devil is someone that takes advantage of situation and conditions. He takes advantage of them. Now we must know, and we read some of the very nice quote that the prophet put in the Christ, the mystery of God revealed. That's a very good quote that you know that as a group of the people, as our relationship going, we must have love one another. And nobody is perfect by himself. We are all perfect because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody is righteous by his own self-righteousness. And you will see that's why it needs the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was in London this week, on Sunday, Brother Peter Chandler was preaching. Something good that is striking me. I never come across it to that quote before. And it really helped me to see the way the prophet put that quote. It's something that's very good. And I see now, if God could expect something from me, not the way I manufactured the thing myself. It's because of a certain approach that the prophet told you and I. If you look at the human eyes, I look at you in the human eyes, I will not see perfection in you. But God calls us to be perfect. If you look at me, you will see many faults. But now, at the same time, the Bible is calling us the righteous. How it can be? Somehow the prophet explained, the quote in the spoken word, believe thou art this. The prophet said, notice what kind of man he come to know. A man that was righteous. And a righteous man, not a sinless man. Now we see something there. A righteous man is not a sinless man. And who he is then? Because the prophet is telling us something here. I want you to understand why the prophet put a coat that way. It's because of the agapao love. Because there's a love there that's projected. That inside of you and I being called sin. But God loved you and I. It covers all the multitude of our sin. And we become righteous. But if we lose that sight of the agapao love, we can see the mistake of one another quick. We can judge one another quick because we don't have the agapao love. And the prophet say now, man's not a sinless man, but a man that depends on righteousness by confessing his wrong to God. That's the definition of a righteous man. It's a man that depending on the confession of his wrong to God. That's what it makes it perfect. Because the only one now that can make you and I perfect, it must be God himself. And through his love that he shown to us, it covered the multitude of all our sins. And that love, if it is in us, it will cover the multitude of my brother and my sister's sin. That's what the love will do inside of me. That the love will do inside of you. And it says in 1 John 4, it says, it cover the multitude of, it says, because fear has torment, and he that fear is not made perfect in love. He that fear is not made perfect in love. Now, if in our love to one another, if we have a fear on it, it means that we are not made perfect in love. Because this is the scripture. If I have a problem to my brother, we will get the quote and we will read the prophet. The prophet will tell us how we have to do them. If we have that love inside of us, I will approach you and you will approach me. But the devil is very cunning. Now it says, the scripture continues, and it says in verse 19, and we love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that love not his brother whom he had seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Now the scripture tells us truly then, that why it is so. If I can't love you, then I can't claim that I love God. Because it's not possible. Because God manifests his love to you and to me. How can I hate you and love God? It can't work. That's why Jesus said to his disciple that the people will know that you are my disciple when you have love one another. Because if you have love one another, everybody will know that you are my disciple. Because it's not possible to love my son and not love me. It's not possible. If you do that, it can't work. Because if you a son of God, a daughter of God, and if I can't love you, it means that I can't love God. That's what the scripture says. And we see that the only love that we can have and can stand the test, it must be the agapao love. It must be the love of God. And that love of God will cover the multitude of sin. That the only things that can cover the sin of someone else. That the only thing that when I wrong you, you can't see it as a wrong. You say, maybe my brother didn't mean to do it. And it says it's not easily provoked. That the love of God, it can't be easily provoked. It endures a lot. It has a patience on it. The love of God. That's why Jesus said to the disciple, the only sign, not the knowledge of the books that you know, not the speaking in tongues, not the prophesying, but if you have love one another, people will know that you are my disciple. People will know that you are the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the token. That's what the Lord himself in the flesh speaking to his disciple after washing their feet. And he start now explaining them. And he tell them, I give you a new commandment. And that commandment is the commandment of love. No matter how wrong, you can wrong me. If I have no love toward you, something wrong with me. It's nothing wrong with you. That's what the prophet tells us. We will read the quote, you will see it. No matter what's going to happen, if I can't shake a hand properly with you, it's nothing to do with you. Even you wrong me, it's a fault with me.
That's what the prophet says. Because when we were his enemy, he loved us anyhow. Now the prophet showed us, he said, something was buzzing inside of me. I could not understand how come that Moses put himself between God and the man. How when God wanted to finish with the Hebrew children, let's read Exodus, Exodus chapter 32, and to show you that the divine love, when that love is there, it covers the multitude of sin. No matter what it is, that love covers it. Now, Exodus chapter 32 from verse 12. Now, to show that love once is inside of the life of someone. Because that love is Christ himself. That charity that can't fail is Christ himself. When it is inside of the life of someone, no matter what a person will do, you will fix the things and go back to normal. But look, the prophet said, these people constantly provoke Moses. If you read Numbers, you read Exodus, you will see that these people rebel against Moses. And they did a lot of things wrong with Moses. But no matter what they did now, when it comes to a showdown, it must only be the agape love that can stand. And other love will not stand. Exodus 32, if you're ready with me. Now, Exodus 32 now, from verse 12. The scripture says, wherefore should Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountain and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fears, wrath, and the repent of this evil against thy people. That is Moses speaking now to God. And the prophet said, the scripture was a long time inside of my heart. How can Moses give God good advice? How can Moses tell God to repent? And the same Moses that once we know in the scripture, that when they speak against him, he left them there and he went to the desert. When they asked him, who made you the ruler among us? Moses was offended now. But look, these people now, if you read from the beginning of the chapter, they sin against Moses. They rebel against him. Now it comes to a time that God wanted to finish with them. God wanted to kill them all and make another people for Moses. But Moses now, he stands between God and these people, that you should not kill them. And the prophet said, something inside of me. How can Moses do such a thing? But the prophet said, I understand it was the spirit of Christ inside of Moses. It was the agape love. It was the spirit of Messiah. It was the spirit of the Redeemer. It was the spirit of Boaz inside of Moses. The one that has redeemed and must redeem all the human lost. And that's what made Moses to act that way. Now, in verse 13, and remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel thy servant, to whom thou hast sowed by thine own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the star of the heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto thee. And the Lord repents of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Imagine, the Lord repents now of the evil he thought to do unto his people. The anger of the Lord wants now to kindle inside of the life of the people that rebelled against Moses. And Moses said, no, you should not kill these people. Now, it takes the agape love for you to be able, when God shows you that these people, they are giving you so much a hard time, I can finish with them and give you another people. And Moses says, despite their mistake, despite their wrong, I still love them. If you want to kill them, do not kill them. Take me inside of them. Kill me and save them. But we know that God could not kill Moses because Moses was just a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Was the reality come now? The only man that can die for other man's sin It's only the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Moses wasn't killed. Because he was just the type. He wasn't the reality now. Now, when the reality comes now, he died for your sin and my sin. That's the agape love. That's the love of God. That's the only love that can stand the test. That's the only love now. When it comes to a showdown, it can pass the test. If it's not the love of God, the feeling that you have, if it's emotional love, the filial love, you will stop. We won't see you anymore. Because your faith is not based on the charity that God required. And this sign, the people shall know that you are my disciple. No matter how things goes wrong, how things were rebelled against Moses, Moses didn't require their life. Moses said, God saved them. That's your attitude and my attitude. Because the scripture says, he had made us all priests and kings. You and I, we are priests. And you, all of us now, as the priest now, when something went wrong between ourselves, between you and your brother, between you and your sister, you don't ask for the wrath of the Lord inside of the life of the person. No, you will ask the mercy of God. Because that the love of God covers the multitude of sin. You won't see his sin. You won't see her sin. You will say, God, forgive him. He doesn't know what he is doing. But we see when the love was projected now, when the love of God was manifest, people were nailing him, people were scratching him, and the people were laughing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ never says, what he says at the cross, he says, Father, forgive them. They do know what they are doing. Because the love think always that the person doesn't know what he's doing. Maybe he's doing wrong, but he doesn't know. He's always enjoy a lot. It's not easily provoked. He don't quickly says no. Because they say this. No, something wrong. I'm not coming anymore to church. No. That is not the love of God. And your faith can't stand if it's not in the love of God. Because he said the sign that the people will know. Sorry, that you are my disciple when you have love to one another. And that love is not when things are going well. Because this we see with Moses here is the when the things are not going well, when the people rebel against Moses, when someone speak against you, when someone misbehave, when someone didn't meet your expectation, that is where you truly know that you have that love. That is where you know that you will still love the person. Because this love that Moses manifest, Moses has all the rights that God finished with them. Because he didn't even propose God. It was God's proposition. He said, Moses, I want to finish with them. But Moses see that, no, I can't do a such thing. God, you can't do a such thing. These people, you called them. And Moses, no matter their fault, he still recognized them as the children of God. Amen. Someone else may look at them and say, is this can be a son of God? Is she can be a daughter of God? Look what she behaved. Look what she did. Can he be a minister of the gospel? But Moses didn't see all this fault. He still pleaded for them. He said, these are just a human. Because of human that you are, because of the flesh that we are living in, this brethren of mine, they can make a mistake. But let me not ask for their life. Let me give God an advice that God should not kill them. That God should have mercy upon them. Because he is anointed now by the love of God. He's not stirred up by hatred. Because the scripture says hatred stir up strife. Now once the hatred starts inside of the heart, that where you see dispute, where the people start fighting with word and these things. Because the love is not anymore there. But he said to his disciple, this sign the people shall know that you are my disciple. When you have love to one another. And the prophet, he said something very good here. Listen what the prophet said. Now, this quote, I love it so much. I always think about it all the time when something goes wrong. I think about this quote because the prophet, it was in the beginning of the message. And the spoken word, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. It was preached in 1963. The prophet said, love one another above everything. That's what the prophet said. Love one another above everything. above any misunderstanding, above any sin, above any things that come between love one another. That the advice of my prophet and also you prophet is advising you and is advising me too. Now this scripture is for everybody. A minister, a believer, a deacon, everybody is for this scripture. It's not only for the preacher, it's not only for the deacon, no. This scripture is for everybody. The love that the Lord Jesus Christ is recommending is for his disciple. You and I, you preach the gospel or not, all of us, we are the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because even Paul tells us that we are the written epistle of the gospel. And you and I, we are the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the prophet said, love one another above everything. Love one another. No matter what the devil tried to say, now you are all one great, big, sweet group now. But remember my warning. Satan won't let that stay that way. Listen what the prophet, the way he's warning us. He said, you are a sweet, big group of the people. But the devil will not let it stay that way. The devil, the adversary of our Lord Jesus Christ. You adversary and my adversary. He will not leave this sweet group of the people to go always like this in peace. That's what the prophet said. He said, remember my warning. See, Satan won't let that stay that way. No, sir. He will shoot everything if he has to bring somebody into and make his target. See, he will shoot everything. Even he has to bring someone in the midst and make him as his target. The prophet said, and make him his target. He will bring some critics or unbelief in and sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness of things. Listen what the prophet said. He can bring even someone and allow the person to fellowship in the quietness of things. But you will see at the end of it, the love is not there. The person will be no more. That's the test that you will see that the prophet says now, you must have love one another. Because if the love is there, it will cover no matter what's going on. No matter what's happening, the love will be willing to sort out the issue and bring things to normal. Where is the love? The love will not separate, no. The love will be willing now to be there and sort out the issue. The love will not be easily provoked. And the prophet said now, he will bring some critics and believer in and sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness of things. And there he will shoot that guy with some kind of poison stuff. And he will start through the church with it. Do not you take a side with it. Now that the devil will use someone and they start to bring certain stuff of poison and things like that. And they will present certain critics and they will show the person like, things are not well, you know. He start with the people. Why the things are like this? Why the things happen this way? Why the things should not be this way? Why this one is the minister? Why this one is the deacon? Why he's not worthy to be this? But nobody's worthy. What makes us worthy is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we look at the scripture, in this life, nobody's worthy. Nobody's worthy to do anything for the kingdom of God. Nobody's worthy to be a Christian if it's not the word, if it's not the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are all a failure. David says we are born in sin and we are shaped in iniquity. Who can be worthy to do something by his own merit? Nobody. All that we can do, it's by the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. By his blood now. But the prophet say, his warning is say, the devil will bring even someone in the midst and put him with the poison now. And start now criticizing everything. Start criticizing all the offices. Nobody's worthy there. It's the only him that is worthy, that he can fit the places. But the prophet said that is the wrong attitude. And he says certain poison. And he will start through the church with it. And do not you take a side with it.
do not have nothing to do with anything else. You stay right, loving, sweet and kind to one another. That's a prophecy. Stay loving, sweet and kind to one another. If we go home, let's go and read that portion of the scripture. In Christ, the mystery of God revealed. It's paragraph 80. And meditate upon them. And you will find that no matter what happened, no matter what your brother did to you, no matter what your sister did to you, the prophet never gave us even a little room that we should have a problem, you know. He said you should love them. No matter what happened, still love them. No matter what come, you love them. That's what the prophet said. He said, have nothing to do with it. And pray for that man that he will be saved to, or that woman, or ever who it is. And just pray for them. And stick with one another. That's what the prophet said. Stick with one another. Because the one who is the master of the division is the devil. It's not God. God can't divide his people. The division is coming from the devil. Now we must understand that when something comes between me and my brother, between me and my sister, it's the devil. No matter who is using, it's the devil. It's not God. Now, it says now, and stay with you, pastor. See, he is the shepherd, and you give him respect. He will lead you through. And because he was ordained of God to do so. Now that's what the prophet is advising. I can't see the best advice than from the prophet. Because that the prophet is advising in this way, it is supposed to be the best. And I say, if the brother you think is a little wrong, or the sister say, Lord, do not let me never the roots of bitterness spring up. Now, if you think I'm wrong, if I think you are wrong, the prophet say, do not let the roots of bitterness spring up. That's what the prophet says. To everybody, to myself, to you, to anybody that calls himself or herself the believer of the message of the hour, these things is applied to you, these things apply to me. No matter what happened, the prophet said, do not let it. Because the scripture, I think the prophet here is 100% right. Even the scripture shows us from what you read in Proverbs 10:12, it says, hatred stir up strife. Now the prophet is advising here that now do never have the root of bitterness spring up. Because it will affect him. It will take Christ right out of my life. That poison acid of malice and jealousy and hatred, that will just take the Holy Spirit right away from you. It will run him from the tabernacle, and it will kill the Spirit of God, or drive it away from he. Hurt you and hurt you, pastor, and it will do everything, see? Do not you do that. What the prophet is advising. Because if we have the roots of bitterness inside of our life, it doesn't affect only one man. It affects the congregation. And it affects, it run it from, it will hurt you, pastor. And as a Christian, you don't want to hurt someone. You want to make everybody happy as you can. But now, if that spirit is inside of, that bitterness spirit is inside of the life, it will make the Holy Spirit to flee from our congregation. And the prophet advised that it should not be that way. Now, you just wax to watch closer together. Draw up. Take the buckle as the brother testify, a minister he and the other day night about having buckle seen in a vision. That buckle on the whole arm of God. And just pull her on. Tighten up. Move right up closer to one another. Love one another anyhow. Talk nice about one another. Say nice things about one another. Then God will bless you. That's what the prophet said. Then God will bless you. No matter what it is. And we are human. All of us, we fell short of this scripture sometime in our life.
But we want to do things according to the way of the scripture. We want to do things according to the way of the scripture. Because the scripture says that, who that is a hunger of the righteousness will be filled. Now that if you hunger to do good, God will fill you with a good desire. God will fill you with it. But you must have the desire of it. But we see that the devil is very cunning, as the prophet shows us. He can bring someone, the known all. The person knows how to run everything. Everybody else is not fitting. It's just the person that is fitting. But we know that there's nobody is perfect by himself. But all of us, we are perfect because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the recommendation, what the scripture recommended, what the prophet is telling us, is to have the agape love, one another. And that's the only love that will cover the multitude of sin. If the filial love, it can go to a certain level, but some of the sins will not cover it. But you and I, when we were deeper in sin, in trespass and in iniquity, but he come to you and come to me. What make it so? It's the love of God. It's the agape love that we had sinned, that someone that was holy, he can come near to us and call us his brother and call us his sister. It's not something that was easy. Because someone that is sin, we sin against God. We sin against heaven. And the way we come to this life is the way of sin. But God loves us. And if the same spirit of Christ is in us, it will reproduce the same thing. If it can't reproduce now, the prophet said the heaven is full of the nice, the genuine blessing. We don't need the fake one. We want the genuine blessing. If the Lord is speaking to you tonight, just speak in prayer. As we enter to a time of prayer now, just speak to the Lord. That the Lord should minister deep inside of our life. That the Lord should give us that the agape love. That we will be able to cover the multitude of sins of other people. That we will be able not to see the wrong of other people. That we will be able, when we look to one another, we don't look to one another down. That we will be able, when we look, he said, this one, she is a daughter of God. He is a son of God. Not you alone that are the son of God. Or you alone is the daughter of God. No. When you look at someone else, that no, the person is doing fine. When God is looking from heaven, he's not seeing all those mistakes. God, when he look at you and at me, he saw us in a perfect condition. When God look at you and he look at me, he saw us perfect. Because the blood, the shedding blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, is washed us from all sin. Let us all stand now. Then we sing one song. Then we will enter to a time of prayer.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's the old time Holy Spirit. And the devil once go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lie. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil flying. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It's so good I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. And it breaks things from undercover. and it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Not for me.
Bien-aimé, tu as toujours été fidèle à tes rendez-vous, Seigneur. Tu as parlé.
Les saints, et donne-nous la force et donne-nous une vie qui est consacrée à toi, Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Aide-nous afin que nous puissions vivre la vie de ta sainte parole et manifester ta sainte parole dans les noms puissants de ton fils Jésus-Christ, lui qui vit au siècle des siècles. Merci pour le ciel, Père éternel, le nom de toute influence ouverte dans les noms puissants de ton fils Jésus-Christ.
Let's bow our head as we ask Brother Wilm to come forth and close with a word of prayer. If anybody has any prayer request, just lift up your hand to the Lord. As we let you remember the Sunday service, and remember those who are sick and those who are weak in the body, those who the devil is manipulating them, that the Lord should make them free.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, after such a busy week, Lord, and with much sickness going around, you have given us grace that we could gather once again to worship you.
Yes, Lord.
To hear of your word.
Yes, Lord.
And to hear you speaking unto us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for this, Lord, for it is a privilege unto us.
Yes, Lord.
For Father, the day will come that will burn as an oven, and we will not be able to gather in this manner, Lord. Father, we thank you that you have allowed us this opportunity, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Francois.
Yes, Lord.
May you bless him, Lord, and continue to use him, Lord,
yes, Lord,
for your glory. And I would pray, Lord, asking that you do the same for Brother Vladimir, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As he stands in his post of duty, may you bless him too, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray for every brother and sister that's here tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you would bless them for coming, Lord Jesus. Lord, there's much sickness. Many people could not come because of the sickness, Lord. May you restore them, Lord,
please,
Father,
Lord,
that they might be strong, that when we meet on Sunday, we would meet with them, Lord. Father, and many have traveled on holidays, Lord, we pray for them.
Yes, Lord.
We remember our brother, Brother George, and his wife.
Yes.
Bless them where they are and keep them safe, Lord. And Father, even Brother Vegas and his family, we pray,
please,
for
Lord,
them. That you watch over them, Lord. And Sister Nora, Lord, far away in Malawi, we pray that you would keep her safe,
yes,
until she is back with us, Lord.
Mm.
And we thank you, Lord, even for our sister that's back now, Sister Lily, Lord,
yes, Lord,
for bringing her back safely, Father.
Please,
we pray that the rest of them, you'd bring them back safely, Lord, Father.
Mm.
May you keep us, Lord. As we go home tonight, we are desiring that you keep us safe, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And help us in our hearts, Lord, to have this love, for it is not the love of man,
yes, Lord,
but it is love of God, and no,
yes,
man can manufacture it, Lord.
No.
Help us, Father, that we might love one another, Lord,
please, Lord,
and look at one another with the right kind of eyes,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that we might not look after the flesh, but Father, that we might recognize the atonement that is in between us, Lord, that,
yes,
you,
Lord,
died for our sins, and we are sons and daughters of the Lord. Father, please be merciful unto us and help us in our walk as Christians.
Yes, Lord.
Where we have failed thee, Lord, we,
please,
ask,
Lord,
that you forgive us, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father, we pray, Lord, that as we would meet on Sunday, you'd give us a spirit of expectation.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, to expect more from you. For we are living in an evil day, Lord, and we do not know what time you'd come. Father, it could be tonight or tomorrow morning. Lord, it could be years from now, but we just ask, Lord, that every minute that we live, we be prepared for that moment, Lord. Please help us to stay with our garments washed in the blood.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, if we would sin against you, to quickly acknowledge our sin.
Yes.
Father, please help us, Lord, Father. For we do not want to be caught on the other side, Lord. For that day that would burn as an oven would be a terrible day, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, there is nothing that can stand that day except only thy word, Lord.
Mm.
Be merciful and help us, Father. We commit now this words that's been spoken to us into your hands.
Mm.
Father, let them mold us now into the right kind of a
yes,
character.
Yes, Lord.
We ask these things, Lord, that your name might be glorified in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing the chorus, then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We meet on Sunday by the grace of God. The church is continuing despite the sickness, but we are going forward. And we know that very soon everything will be over.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great.